Sometimes it almost feels weird to start talking. Or not weird, but it just is like hard to actually start talking when I haven't talked for a while. Even though, I mean, like I was talking like what, two, three hours ago. So it's not like it's even been that long, but then suddenly to talk again, it's like, whoa. But I don't know, when I was like about to start this, I feel like, or just in general, as I'm headed to bed, it's like, for some reason, that's when I want to think about, like, not heavy or serious, but kind of heavy or serious, like, you know, go over all the things I'm stressed about, and think about things that are, yeah, serious, but I don't actually like talking about that. Like, I'll think about it, but to actually talk, nah, like, that's for the brain. So that's why it's good that then I start talking and then I'm not thinking about it. I mean, yeah, it's important to think about, but just laying in bed at night thinking about it doesn't fix anything or change anything. And it's honestly, yeah, not good. So it's good that I'm talking instead. And what else was good was that the other day, I was finally going to use the rice maker that I've had for so long. Is that rice maker? Like the machine that'll make rice. I don't know why rice maker doesn't sound right. And I've never actually made rice before, which is kind of embarrassing, but we move on. And you know, I always hear like mixed things about should you rinse your rice or not. Like some people like you have to, some people like don't, blah, blah. So I was like, you know, before I go home and make my rice, let me Google it. So I Googled, should you rinse? And then Google suggested your mouth after brushing your teeth. And I was like, wait, I've never considered that before. Let me check it out. Because I have this is controversial because I know some people like to floss and then brush. But I like to brush and then floss. Because if I floss before I brush, it just feels too nasty. Like, I want to brush, get most of the stuff out, then I floss to get the last little bit, and then I like to rinse my mouth to get anything else just cleaned out, cleared out, and then I can gargle and clean my throat. Because recently, oh, this is so embarrassing, but I got tonsil stones. Maybe you didn't hear it because I whispered, so if you didn't hear it, then that's that, but, and ever since that happened, I've taken my throat care a lot more seriously. So gargle with mouthwash and then rinse with water. And then I like to drink water and then go to bed. But it was like, you should not rinse after brushing your teeth. You should wait at least 20 minutes because otherwise you're rinsing off the fluoride and your teeth need the fluoride. I didn't really get too much into the science of it, but I was like, okay, makes sense. And they're saying that waiting to rinse or just not rinsing, like rinsing right after will increase tooth decay by 25%, something like that. I should read that, whatever, you can look it up. But so now I'm trying to not rinse right after, but you know, it's like my nighttime routine, so I'm like, what am I then gonna do for 20 minutes? And in a way it's good because it gives my hair more time to dry, because usually I shower, brush my teeth when I go to bed. So I'm like, okay, I can get into this. But I was telling my friend, I was like, if I'm gonna wait to rinse after brushing and flossing, I need like something to do to be part of that night routine. And today I feel like I finally cracked it, because after I brushed and flossed, I then started putting on lotion. And I've done that, obviously I've done that before, but today I was in the mood to massage, because sometimes when I put lotion on my feet, I'm like, oh, a little foot massage would go a long way. So I started like taking my time massaging my feet. So I did my like bottom half of my legs and then my thighs, and then I did my chest, because my chest is always tight, like the chest muscles. And then I did like shoulder and like the muscle connecting like your neck to your shoulder, my traps, I guess. and then shoulders, triceps, biceps, and then forearm, and then like top of the forearm. Oh, I should have done my hands. I meant to, but I got distracted. And you know, I really just took my time, and I was like, wow, massage is just so good for me. Because especially like doing my arms, like I'll massage my legs here and there, and I stretch my legs pretty often. But my arms, I don't really stretch them that much and or anything. And I'll get pain in my arms. So it's nice to like massage, because it was kind of painful, but like I know I'm better for it. And it took a while. It was like, felt like self-care, and I know it's good for me. And then by the time I was done, I don't know if it was 20 minutes, but it was like long enough to where I could go back and rinse. And I feel good about that. Like, I feel like that can be it. Maybe I'll find something else to like put in there to fill more time between brushing and rinsing. Like, I have to rinse. Like, I just have to. Otherwise, it just feels so wrong. But I hate that it's so late. Like, I was being so... Or I wasn't being so good. Because it's not like, oh, going to bed early is good. But for me, it's good. And I was going to bed by, like, 10, 10 or 11. But then I went out last night. And I haven't been out in so long. And it was, like, kind of fun at first. But really... Like, I feel like I was just, like, reminiscing. And, like, I like drinking, duh. I'm just a girl. Obviously, I like to drink. But, and I like to be outside when I drink. So, it was nice, like, walking around outside, blah, blah. But I'd rather just get drunk and walk around than go to a club. Like, first of all, so crowded. Second of all, the music was mid. No disrespect to the DJ, but... I like music that has words, and if you're the type of person who likes music that doesn't have words, you know, that's totally fine. But also, like, all words do is add to the experience. Like, I love getting to sing along and listen to the words and the message, and it's so much more fun. And it's like, I grew up playing piano, so... And, like, I like listening to classical music. I like listening to jazz. But if I'm gonna go dance, like, I want to be dancing and singing. Like, those two go hand in hand. Like, that's... I need to go to karaoke. I've not gone to karaoke in so long. Oh, sometimes my building just makes creaking noises. And it scares me, like... And I don't know why. But, like, earlier today... I'm home alone, and I swore I heard a knock. Like, it was the weirdest thing. Oh, just talking about it's making me paranoid. But I went and locked my door, and I should have done that tonight, but the thing is, like, okay, my door's locked. There's just, like, two extra locks you can lock, so I like having all of them, because I feel safer. Even though I don't even feel unsafe, like, please, my building's so safe. But that's what I was thinking about. I was like, I do kind of want to move somewhere cheaper, but... I know I'll probably have to sacrifice the peace of mind. And I don't know if I have that in me. Like, I love having peace of mind while I'm here. And my main reason would be financial reasons, obviously. But at the same time, I just feel like... I always say money comes, money goes. Like, and I just feel like I've always worked. Since, like, ninth grade, I've always had a job. So I've always had my own money. And it's like growing up, my family didn't have a lot of money, but like I always, you know, I've always been in my bag. So I feel like why start being stressed about money now when this is the first time I'm on salary? And I mean, it really is just because my rent's so expensive that I get stressed about it. But I love my building. I love my apartment. But I'm sure I could love another building and another apartment. But it would, I guess I just know I need to prioritize the safety. Like how safe I feel, number one. And then number two, having in-unit washer and dryer. Like, that may sound a little bougie. Hopefully it doesn't. Because One, I believe everyone has the right to a washer and dryer for free, because cleanliness is important, clean clothes are important. But if I didn't have it in my apartment, I don't know what I'd be wearing every day, because I don't think I'd ever go to the laundromat. Like, I'm gonna say this, but it's literally not true. I'm gonna let you know it's not true before I even say it, but I would just throw away my clothes when they're dirty and just buy new ones all the time. And obviously that's not true, because I don't believe in fast fashion. Yeah, I'll say it. But I could donate, but still, no, obviously, because I'm not gonna donate dirty clothes. So really, I would go to a laundromat. And honestly, I'd probably learn to enjoy it. Like, hopefully I'd get to know the owners and I'd be a regular. I'd be like, hey guys, like every Tuesday, oh, it's wash day. And because I can work from home when I want, it would actually kind of be perfect and just fine. Because it'd actually be nice, because it'd give me a reason to go on a little walk. I'd walk to the laundromat, and then I would keep doing that throughout the day. It would build in breaks for me, probably keep me focused more. But I hate the fact you have to pay, like, that feels wrong. But at the same time, and you know, washer and dryer, you're paying still just in the electricity bill, so you don't think about it as much. Yeah, because I really don't think about it, but I know it does cost stuff. And, like, I was here in December. I was maybe in my apartment for, like, 2 weeks. Why was my electricity bill still, like, $40? I'm like, no, I guess 2 weeks is half a month. And in a month, it's usually 80, so I guess it kind of makes sense. But something I love is that, about my apartment again, is that I have not had to turn on the heater, the AC, like, since probably September or October. It just stays so temperate here, which I love. I'm so thankful. And I think a part of it is because it's so small. Not that small, like 650 square feet. Like, it's more than enough space for me. But I feel like because it's small, just any heat that's made, like when I cook, when I run the dryer, when I put on my candle heater, which was a nice gift that my friend got for me, that I love, you know, all of it, the heat just sort of stays. So that's nice. Yeah, I don't know. What else I really want to say, like, right now I'm thinking just about work tomorrow, because I'm a little nervous, because I should have set some meetings, and I didn't, so hopefully that's okay, and no one will be mad at me, and no one ever does get mad, and, like, in my head, like, one meeting I have to have, hopefully tomorrow, if not Tuesday, the other one, like, in my head, I have to do it Tuesday, but if I did it Wednesday, like, no one would care. But I think someone's busy, which is why I think I need to do Tuesday. So hopefully there's still that gap and I can set the meeting tomorrow and everyone will be so happy. And it'll be so good. Yay, I'm so excited. But my friend's gonna call me in the morning because she wakes up early and she'll help me wake up early. But then I also love getting to flex that I'm still in bed. So I'll be like, I'm not going to get up. And normally I'll have a meeting. So I'll be I have to be in the office by this time. But tomorrow I don't. Like, that's so risky. And I almost don't want to go in because I just don't want to. But at the same time, I do want to, especially because I know I'll get more work done. Because when I'm home, I just want to chill and watch TV and play on my phone and eat. And so I'm definitely going in. Don't worry. Don't report me to my boss. But yeah, I'm sorry. I know that work talk is boring. And But it just takes up so much of my mind. It's so annoying. Like, I wish I didn't think about work so much. Like, who knew that this is what having a job is like? Well, I mean, this, like, not all jobs are like this. Like, I miss when I just worked in the food industry. That was so nice. And I'm literally giving myself my little massage. I was like, man, I should just be a massage therapist. And then I'd meet other massage therapists. And then we could give each other back massages. Because that's what I was like, oh, but I can't really get my back or my butt. Now that I think about it, my butt feels tight. Honestly. So maybe tomorrow morning I'll stretch. Or, I don't know, I was like, should I go to the gym? Should I just stretch? But realistically, I feel like I'll just stretch. Because, like, I already know I'm going to wake up late. And I'm going to be like, oh, I have to get to work. But if I go to work and I haven't moved my body, ugh, I'll be miserable all day. Like, it's crazy how moving your body makes such a difference. Even if it's just stretching, like, do a little morning yoga. And I haven't done morning yoga in a while. Like, even when I've been stretching, I've just been doing my own thing. Which kind of is better, because obviously I know my body better than a YouTube video. So maybe I will just do my own thing. And then it's as long as I want it to be. And it's, yeah, no, that sounds good. But if I do actual yoga, you know, I'll also feel like I put in work. You know, I'll be like, ooh, I got stronger. But if I go to the gym Tuesday, it doesn't matter. But I also didn't go the past couple of days because I was sore, and then I was tired, and I was lazy. And it's nice being lazy, but only to a point. Like, me and my sister were talking about how, again, don't get mad, but, you know, I know that COVID was really bad. I know it was bad. And a lot of people suffered, people lost jobs, people passed away, people got sick, people were scared, supply chains fell apart, all that. But a nice thing for my family was that we all were together again, yay. And I really did love it. Like, I think COVID was, all in all, for me personally, a good experience. And that's not to say that I didn't lose out on things or miss out or go through things, but it was just such a unique experience that I value in a way. But we were saying how, like, oh my god, something so loud is going on. Oh, it makes me want to go lock my door. Oh my god, it keeps happening. So scary. But not actually scary. I just don't like that. But we're saying we need another little pandemic so that we can all stay home again together and just, like, rot away for a couple weeks. And then after a couple weeks of rotting away, we'd probably finally do, like, projects. Like, you know how there's always projects that you're, oh, I need to go through the garage. Oh, I need to build my patio. Or, I don't know what projects people do. I'm not a homeowner. But then you would do the projects. Like, I would hopefully, if there is another pandemic, I sincerely hope that I get into woodworking. And honestly, even right now, I've said this so many times to people that I'm like, yes, I'm going to start whittling. Because I just know I'd love whittling, like, something about it. But I don't know what I'd whittle. And, like, honestly, I don't need to whittle anything. Like, it would just take up space. But it would just be nice. And I could give it to people as gifts. But also, I guess the problem is that it really is just, like, clutter when you whittle something. But, like, with the space I have, I could be a whittler. Someday, though, I could build, like, a table. That'd be so cool. Like, oh, I saw a video today of this guy, and he built, like, a side table that put, like, a water gallon thing inside, and then it would dispense water for, like, right next to your bed, so you could just always have the water. And he did it for his wife. I was like, that's beautiful. And it looked beautiful. And it was just a beautiful thing to do. Like, so thoughtful. So, I'm not saying I would build that, but it was just, but also, like, watching him make it, he's just outside, cutting the wood, sanding the wood, blah, blah. And, like, that just seems so enjoyable. Like, I wish I had a job that let me work outside. That's why I would love going back to construction. Like, please, that was so enjoyable. But, I don't know, like, one of my family members, like, does kind of construction. And, you know, it keeps you fit, keeps you up early, because you have to wake up early for it usually. And it lets you be outside all day. And it's so rewarding because at the end of the workday, you're like, wow, we built so much more things. Like, how good. Like, the landscape is changing. And what a beautiful thing to change the landscape. Meanwhile, I'm like, what? I changed this document? Like, please, that's so boring and lame. There's something still satisfying about it, I guess, but mostly it doesn't really matter and it's all made up. Because I remember seeing a thing where someone was talking about, like, how are you going to get in a fight on the internet? Like, it's not real. All you have to do is close your computer and the problem disappears. Something like that. Or, like, why get stressed over internet stuff? Because you just close your computer and boom, it's gone. Like, that's so true. Like, if I just never open my laptop again, then there's just nothing was created, nothing was lost. I'm just not going on the internet. Like, I do love the internet, but if someday it, like, became non-existent, that'd be, like, kind of cool. Even though I know it's helped us progress so much, and I would absolutely miss emails and online shopping and other things. I would miss YouTube videos and videos in general, but not to the same extent that I would miss the other stuff I just said. Emails. I would miss emails the most. And it's so nice getting just, you don't know something, you just Google it. Like, I know, I'm so spoiled. Like, I cannot imagine growing up without computers. Just because, yeah, they're still kind of newish, but no, like, it's just always been around since I've been, like, an adult. So, and it just makes life so much easier. But I had a dream the other night that I, like, was reading a dictionary, and some of the definitions of words were just, like, so bad. Like, it'd be a word, and it'd say the definition, and, like, it just gave you nothing. Like, you'd read it, and you'd be like, I still don't know what the word means. So I kept reading more and more dictionaries, and none of them were good. But on the internet, everything, all the sources are all there. Like, if I look up a word, I can see every definition that's out there if I really want to. Without having to, like, find books and dig through them and whatever. So I know it's so good. But it would be kind of cool if it was gone, because nothing's all good. You know, everything's black and white. Everything's shades of gray. Nothing is black and white. Everything is shades of gray. And with good comes bad. And it just depends on what you value. And I do value a lot. But that the internet gives, but it also brings things that I don't value and in fact don't appreciate or like that exists. And that stuff, like, honestly, one thing is how there's just too much. Like, it's kind of like overwhelming and upsetting for me, because I'm like, I'll never be able to see everything, and I hate that. But I mean, and, like, I don't feel that same way when I just think about the world in the abstract. I'm like, yeah, the world's huge. I will not see all of it before I die, and I'm okay with that. Like, that's just, you know, that's life. That's fine. But when I go on the internet and I see videos about all these things, like, in my head, it feels like, oh, I could do all that if I just actually applied myself. Like, if I actually just planned and this and that. But I have to remind myself, like, that's not real. Like, I just have to live my life day to day. And when I do that, I enjoy everything. So I don't need to be doing the most. Even though I remember when, like, it was really common that people would be like, oh, you're doing too much, bro. You're doing too much. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, that's impossible. You can't care too much or try too hard. Oh, yeah, try hard. Oh, she's trying too hard. Bro, what? Like, it's a good thing to try and, like, put in your best effort, please. I reminded myself of something, and then I right away forgot, which is always upsetting. I feel like it was something about... I feel like the fact that I play games on my phone so much, though, like, just games, like, stupid games. That's, like, part of the reason I feel like I don't apply myself. And that's not the internet's fault. That's just me. And I feel like, but I feel like because I do that, that's why I'm like, oh, man, like, I waste my life. By the same time, I like my little games. But obviously, I don't, because it upsets me that I put so much time into them. So it's really about finding a better balance with that. Having a little more self-control. And then... I really should go to bed because I have to get up and do so many things, which is so fun and exciting. Oh my gosh. And I am tired. And I have a big day ahead of me. Yay! Every day's a big day, including tomorrow. So it's time to get a good night's sleep. Wake up super rested and rejuvenated with glowing skin, yoga ready, maybe. Whatever the day holds for me, it holds for me. And maybe tomorrow I'll get some fried chicken because that has been on my mind. Even just some Popeyes, you know, just a little something. Or maybe not. I'll look into one of... like, one thing I want to do is organize all of my saved Instagram posts, because I save everything acting like I must go back, and I never go back. So it's time I start going back and getting organized, literally. Like, I tried to go through my Google Drive over summer to, like, clear it out and refresh it, blah, blah, blah. And it was fun. And I got a lot done, but also it was kind of a bust, so I need to get back on, like, work. Like, even going through my photos, but the thing about photos is it's so hard for me to let anything go. I'm like, wait, but I love it. Wait, I love that picture. Wait, I'll miss that picture. Even if it's just some stupid screenshot, it's like, what if I need it? Which is crazy. That's my, like, I don't hoard things, like, real things. I hoard internet fake things. So if I'm gonna hoard anything, this is the best thing I could do it with. And I know there's no way I'm the only one, so I don't feel bad. But just because I don't feel bad doesn't mean I shouldn't try to make a change and align myself better with what I want and my ideals. Hopefully, I have good dreams, and maybe they'll teach me something, or bring clarity about something, or I don't know. But, yeah, good night.